picks it up pretty good. You don't have to pull it right after the.
No, it really picks up well.
I thought maybe you wanted to get yours in here too.
The interviewer on this tape is Charles T. We're starting on August the 6th, 1975, in the community of Atlanta in DeKalb County in Georgia. The informants, did you say Nathan or Nathaniel?
Nathan.
Nathan.
That is Junior.
Nathan. In Atlanta. And I have the rest of the information on the personal data sheet. Okay, we'll start right at the checklist. You can hold that if you want. Well, at starters, since you've seen what we're doing here, I was going to start someplace more interesting, but I may as well start at the front. Did you count from 1 to 20 slowly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, I'm going to go over one of those again. The number after 19 is?
20.
After 26?
27.
The number after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
The number after 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
Yeah. Okay. If you were talking about a number of men, and say there were 10 of them, and they were in a row, and you say that's the
first man?
Yeah. Well, go down the row and say that's the.
That's the first man.
And then the next one?
Second man.
And
third man. Fourth man. Fifth man. Sixth man. Seventh man. Eighth man. Ninth man. The tenth man.
Now, Sunday is the what day of the week?
The last day of the week.
Okay. And Monday is the what day of
the week? First day of the week.
Okay. If the last man in the line is the 11th man, who is in front of him?
The 10th man.
Okay. You know, some days everything seems to happen, you know, it all kind of piles in at the same time. How do you say that? Everything seems to happen.
At once.
Okay. If he said it more than once, he would be saying it
twice or repeating.
Now I need the month and the year.
Oh, just January, yeah. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and January.
Okay. Now the days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again.
Okay. Do you have any other names for Sunday?
No,
just
Sunday.
You just use Sunday, okay. Now I'm going to get into greetings that go with different times of the day. If you were to meet someone in the earlier part of the day, say before 10 o'clock or before 9 o'clock, what would you say as a greeting?
I'd say good morning.
Okay. If you met someone in the part of the day before supper, but after the noon meal, for example, what would you say?
I'd say good evening.
Okay.